Hey, thanks for listening to Highway Radio. Gonzo's me. My friend Josh Bell is here. Josh, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am well. Let's get our hate on with Josh and take a look at some movies.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
All right, let's take a look at Angel Has Fallen.
Mike, I'm selecting you for Secret Service Director. Congratulations.
I'll give him my best shot, sir.
Don't move! Don't move! I'm coming to you!
There's been an assassination attempt on the president.
Mike Banning, you're being charged with the attempted murder of the President of the United States.
The president's top guardian angel has fallen.
Don't you see that I'm being set up?
Oh, Morgan Freeman is president, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been God, and now he's president.
He was already president, too, in Deep Impact.
Oh, that's right. He's been president a few times, right?
Yeah, yeah, well, at least those couple times. And he's been in these movies. This is the third movie in the Something Has Fallen series.
Oh, okay.
We had Olympus Has Fallen.
Right.
And then we had London Has Fallen.
Right.
And now we got Angel Has Fallen.
Oh, this is part of a series.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it's part of a series. Right. So, yeah, Morgan Freeman was, he was the Speaker of the House.
Okay.
And then he was the Vice President.
Okay.
And now he gets to be the President because Aaron Eckhart, who was previously the President, I think maybe doesn't want to be in these movies anymore.
All right.
And who can blame him because they're terrible?
Oh, no. All right. Well, there's some stuff blows up.
Some stuff blows up. And right. Gerard Butler is the star of these movies as Secret Service agent Mike Banning,
right,
who is essentially this like invulnerable superhero who just murders a billion terrorists in every movie.
Right.
And this movie, I would say, is the least terrible in the series.
Wow. Okay.
Partly because they try to make Mike Banning into a real person. Not that we really needed that, but at least there's some... something different about this movie. He's kind of getting a bit worn down in his older age, and he's got a bit of PTSD, which you would if
after,
you had to kill all those terrorists and save the president twice.
Sure.
And so he's kind of looking at maybe shifting out of his role as the president's main Secret Service guy, but then there's an assassination attempt on the president, as there always is in these movies, and they switch it up a bit because Mike is now framed for the assassination attempt. So he has to go on the run. It's kind of a fugitive Jason Bourne sort of thing, although not nearly as good as those movies. It's little slower paced than the previous ones, which on the one hand is good because they maybe have a little more room to breathe, but on the other hand, it's just not a very interesting story, and the villain's motivations don't make a whole lot of sense, and so it really drags. Gerard Butler is the worst. I'm sorry. He is just a terrible actor. He has no charisma. He still can't do an American accent. I mean, he's in shape for the action stuff, I suppose.
Right.
And you, like you said, there are a lot of explosions. There's a fun bit where he goes and he finds his father, played by Nick Nolte, who's kind of this hermit living off the grid, doing a very Nick Nolte thing. And that's kind of entertaining and a little different for this series. It's only a very short part of the movie, but that was kind of fun. But for the most part, it's just Gerard Butler grimacing and stabbing people.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had enough of it.
So there's not a lot of stars forthcoming from Josh Bell on this one?
No. It's not as bad as the previous ones, but there was really nowhere to go but up.
So Angel Has Fallen gets how many stars?
I give it a 2 out of 5. It's not good, but like I said, it was better than the previous.
Josh, always a pleasure. Thanks for coming in. Thanks. How's the podcast going?
Podcast is going well. Awesome Movie Year. This is the podcast I co-host with comedian Jason Harris, where we look at a different year in movies in each season. We've been talking about the films of 1994. And our most recent episode covers Cabin Boy, the Chris Elliott comedy, which was Jason's pick for 1994, out of all the movies that came out in 1994.
You sound a little salty about this one.
No, you know what? It was fun. It was fun to watch, and it was definitely fun to talk about. So you can go to awesomemovieyear.com or look up Awesome Movie Year wherever you find podcasts and give that a listen.
And always swing by joshbellhateseverything.com. Josh, good to see you, man.
Thanks for having me.
Drive carefully. This is Highway Radio.